Artificial heart valves. Malfunction of a heart valve occurs following scarring that results in narrowing of its lumen and decreased flexibility of its leaflets. Depending on the valve affected, this leads to restriction in blood flow from the atrium to the ventricle or the ventricle to the aorta, called mitral or aortic stenosis, respectively, or abnormal backflow of blood from the ventricle to the atrium or aorta to the ventricle, termed regurgitation. Surgical treatment of heart valve disease required the development of extracorporeal circulation, the heart-lung bypass machine, and the design of the mechanical device that could replace the diseased valve. Both these inventions occurred in the 1950s. One of the earliest mechanical valves was a silicate ball enclosed in a cage, number one in this display, developed by the surgeon Albert Starr and the engineer Lowell Edwards, and first implanted in 1960. Other models soon followed, including a single tilting disc developed by surgeon Viking Bjork and biomedical engineer Donald Shiley in the late 1960s, number 4, and the bi-leaflet tilting disc made of pyrolytic carbon developed by the St. Jude Medical Company in the early 1970s, number 6. Bioprosthetic valves manufactured from tissue such as cow pericardium or pig valve, number 9, were developed at the end of the 20th century, the first being successfully implanted in the year 2000. Today, sutureless aortic valves such as numbers 7 and 8 can be installed without opening the chest via a catheter inserted in the femoral artery, number 11, in patients in whom surgery is not an option.